It is Friday, May 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown. Welcome back, Becca.
You were gone.
I was in New Orleans for a bit.
Then I was gone.
Yes.
For less fun reasons.
Yes.
And now we're back.
And it's good to have
Hooray.
You back in the studio.
It's good to be back.
But there's nothing happening, right?
Oh, there's plenty of things happening.
Okay.
Here's the problem. I have 6 brain cells and only about 3 of them are firing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just made an itinerary for myself and thought I'd share it with you.
So this is the if you want to stalk Becca
schedule? No, this is if Becca actually can manage to get herself out of the house for anything this weekend, here's what I would do.
Okay.
Tonight, the Arkansas New Play Festival.
It begins.
It does. Tonight is Uprooted by Clanisha Sibley.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when long-separated siblings reunite after the death of a parent?
And it kind of toys with the idea that things that happen in the family should stay in the family or should not stay in the family. It's interesting.
They call it a moving tribute to the redemptive power of family. That's at 7:30 tonight at the Nadenbaum Studios in Fayetteville. It's part of the Theater Squared New Play Festival, and admission is $7.
Right.
Saturday morning.
Okay.
If you need to just default to something, you can go to the farmer's market in your community.
Right, because they're all over.
But if that fails, or you have kids, there's a cool thing going on at the Walton Arts Center called We Built This City.
And this is going to be cardboard up on the stage, and you're building a city.
Yes.
And it's going to be built by
kids and adorable pictures of kids taking all of these empty cardboard boxes and building a city.
Right.
Is it just kids? I mean, I asked you about this the other day.
And I actually asked Jody Beznoska from Walton Arts
yes.
Center. And she said no, that if you show up, and you just say,
because I was still a kid. I'm sure I know somebody with a niece or nephew.
You can always
borrow
Amanda.
Exactly.
Borrow a child.
Yeah,
yes.
She's
you
always
know what
borrowable.
I mean.
Yes. Yes. This sounds like a lot of fun for children and adults alike.
Those of us who are not sure we're adults. This happens at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Tickets are $5 for children, and it's free for grown-ups.
And there is not a hard start to this. It may start at 11, but you don't have to be there at 11.
Oh, cool.
If you
is it
walk,
like drop-in kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
Between 11 and 1 then and 3 and 5.
It sounds like a fabulous time.
Saturday afternoon, the Country Throwdown comes to Lampy, Missouri.
And that is?
The Black Oak Mountain Amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
just across the line in Missouri. And among the performers are Gary Allen, Corey Smith, and Josh Thompson. It starts around 3 o'clock and continues through Saturday evening, and tickets start at $19.95.
Okay.
CountryThrowdown.com.
All right.
There's a reception from 5 to 9 Saturday evening for Art in the Landscape. It's an exhibit curated and organized by Christopher Fisher and John Rankin in Eureka Springs. It's at The Space at 2 Pine Street, and you can find out more at 253-3326.
Okay.
Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Second installment of the Arkansas New Play Festival.
A couple of scripts on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. The Spiritualist by Bob Ford.
Which was at last year's
yes.
New Play Festival
we
and
went
has
to
been
that,
tweaked.
Becca,
we did.
Right, yeah.
Yes. It's about an English widow who communes with the spirits of dead composers.
And then says she's playing compositions that they've
right.
given her.
Right. At 8 o'clock is The Ballad of Rusty and Roy by Janelle mm-hmm. and Troy Schremer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about... It has new live original music about two half-brothers, both musicians with roots in Texas, who have found their way to New York City.
Yes.
And admission to these is $7 per show.
Per show.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's a shameless plug for a fundraiser.
Yes.
That, well, benefits my husband, who passed away May 9th, and me. And it'll be fun, I promise. We're not going to do a bunch of weepiness. Alan Lord is emceeing the couples game, which
She's
is kind of like the
Museum.
Newlywed game. And I am playing with two of my best friends. Apparently, we're switching at intermission. That starts at 7. There's a silent auction at 6 at St. Paul's. And hopefully, we'll have lots of fun.
Okay.
And at 7:30 Saturday evening, if you're in the River Valley, the Fort Smith Symphony wraps up its season with Flights of Fancy at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $15.
And this not only wraps up the Fort Smith Symphony, but this wraps up the permanent symphony season for our region.
Because yes.
Sona is done, APO is done. Now, there's Artisphere Orchestra coming up, but
right.
this is the last one of our
symphonies.
Permanent symphonies.
But don't go into withdrawal because the Artisphere Orchestra will be here in June.
Exactly. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.